Stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ira Melman reporting. North Korea detonates a strong missile-capable nuclear device. North Korea says it has successfully conducted the test of a two-stage thermonuclear device meant for intercontinental ballistic missiles. North Korea's sixth nuclear test went off precisely at noon Sunday, Pyongyang time, according to the South Korean and Japanese governments, as well as numerous non-governmental experts in the United States. U.S. President Donald Trump condemned North Korea on Sunday for carrying out its largest nuclear test yet, calling it a rogue nation whose words and actions continue to be very hostile and dangerous to the United States. In a pair of Twitter comments, the U.S. leader said North Korea has become a great threat and embarrassment to China, which is trying to help but with little success. In addition to the tweets dealing with North Korea and China's attempts, Mr. Trump also rebuked U.S. ally South Korea, saying Seoul is finding, as I have told them, that their talk of appeasement with North Korea will not work. They only understand one thing, he tweeted. Yesterday, President Trump spent a day visiting with hurricane victims in the states of Texas and Louisiana, where he applauded the work of the National Guard in the aftermath of Hurricane Harvey. The hurricane made landfall in Texas last weekend, dropping record-setting amounts of rain. 50 lives were lost and 1 million people have been displaced. The Mexican president, Enrique Peña Nieto, says his country will not accept any proposal from the United States that goes against Mexico's national dignity. He noted the relationship with the Trump administration must be based on principles such as the protection of Mexico's migrants. This is